Long-suffering or patience. You know what that is? Long-suffering, patience, is an absence of personal irritation at the behavior of others. That's what it is. Other things, other people. I don't get irritated, personal irritation, at what other things and other people do. Ask yourself, am I more patient than I was 3 months ago or less? Does patience, absence of personal irritation at people and things, would that characterize the way others would describe my driving? Oh, we go, that's one of the fashionable sins, you know. How about my explaining constant questions, you know, to people that constantly are questioning everything I do? How about the way I direct the way things need to be done if you're a supervisor or a parent? How about my interacting with people in general? Is there a growing absence of personal irritation? Are you patient? If we're not increasing in patience, it's only an evidence that we're not yielding, submitting that part of our life to the Holy Spirit. How about kindness? That's an absence of personal abrasiveness. I remember I was at a shower once. I don't know what I was doing there. It was a wedding shower or something. And the challenge, I mean, there was a little challenge to the couple. And they said, well, we know that marriage is like sandpaper and it's going to shape both of your lives. And I thought, no, we're not supposed to be sandpaper. We're not supposed to be abrasive. I mean, is God changing my way of looking at people and responses toward people? Would someone follow me around for a day say that my actions are showing an increasing tendency toward personal abrasive freeness with others?